got notes. If you use one approach, you can dock both. Yeah, if you get exposed to all that, girl, you know I'm hard to get a hold of contact. Probably never seen you, but just don't you know that. Price in Minnesota, you know what contract. But the shoe ain't fit, and your juice ain't lit. Break bread off, you know, spray let off. Take heads off, break law. You never eat pop, you got the candy sped off. Put your fake set off. I keep you the rooftops to watch. I move my soul and keep the new spots supplied. Fly through back of the Maybach. How you?
Trips up.
The whole last win I went through a fur phase.
Don't stop.
That's number 32. My maneuvers, fucking these little rumors. Duffel bags, perfect set to the rulers. Feeling smooth and set, rubbing up all the jewelers. Propositions and proposals. Round all the bubble. He looks as if he's any arrogant. Got straight, blew up in his head. Just walk lines four times. So rock boy, blue dot, you should pour mine. East Coast, fat boy. Some talking fishing grits. Some grits. Scared on the way about the tenements. Gunshots hereditary. Get your daddy buried. Went on March. Got out of prison February. Cocaine. Menage a trois in my gold chain. Mark level M cruise ship with a thick big.
Shine.
Thank you.
Yes, it was really good. Listen, I like.
Is my mic on?
Oh, okay. There
yeah,
we
your
go.
Mic's definitely yeah. on. I'm a white girl who likes 90s hip hop.
Well, they made it in the 90s.
No, that's new.
That's what I'm saying. They made hip hop. They made 90s hip hop in the 90s. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's tons of it you never heard before.
I know.
When's the last time you listened to Mike Geronimo?
I'm just saying that that's why I like that beat. Because it's like very.
But if you like hip hop.
Like, oh, that era. I haven't. Oh, tell me things.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are in the 1990s, the hip hop, they never listen to the 90s hip hop.
I listen. I mean,
did you listen to the Hustle album? You listen to the 90s hip hop. You weren't even into it. It was like 7.
I like Arrested Development also.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah.
Who's your favorite member of the group?
No.
Bonnie.
I was 12, dude. Okay, I'm gonna let you have this.
I mean, you just, I asked for the name of one member of the group. Clearly, you were like, I, you could have named that one.
Sometimes I forget my friend's name.
Lies.
Is it James, right? You're like, James?
Who's James?
Exactly.
I will play this one. Between me and you. Do you remember when you did when was that show on that place the middle and that girl did that musical performance? Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I swore I saw her like 2 or 3 years ago. And I swore. So I walked right up there. So I saw you perform. And you like had this saxophone. And like, you know, I just tried it, and this girl and her boyfriend stood there, and I was waiting for them to finish, and then when I was done, she was like, it wasn't her.
It wasn't her, but did she, and she wasn't, it like really wasn't her, or was it just like, because they fuck with people.
So maybe it was her.
What did her boyfriend
say? Was it like a
no.
He had an accent like that, and like, you know,
I don't know.
He didn't look to me. He looked like one.
Yeah. If it's, yeah, I don't, I mean, unless you've seen somebody else, but did she, did her hair look like a weenie?
Kind of.
Okay.
Did it take brown hair?
No.
Nah.
Nah. That's cool. I think that's good. It keeps you grounded every once in a while, you know? Yeah. I have a hard time, I remember people's, like, styles, not necessarily faces all the time, but I remember, like, what they were wearing or something. I remember, like, colors and shapes and things. And so, sometimes I meet people again, you know what I mean? Because I can't remember that I've already met them.
Oh, sure. I do that all
and
the
I
time.
Feel like people think that I'm just, like, a dumb white girl who can't tell people.
Thank you.
having a target on your back, and I was like well aware of all of that, and like, it takes like the belief that certain groups of people all act in a way that benefits them as a group. Now, this is bullshit. Gender studies, because of all of these things, like we all. Uses Jews, and he says the Jews refused to assimilate and brought the Holocaust on themselves. He's not a Holocaust denier, he's a Holocaust denier.
But, well, it would all depend. The first part is right, the second part is wrong.
Well, the first part is not repressed, then you can also assume that the way that people are dealing with that repression is also an individual manifestation. So that's my thing. It's just like there's too many factors that you can't determine. Anyway, so
yeah,
this
how
guy.
How would you change your behavior in terms of the community opportunities and the creation of the community and the way it functions in society? It won't. If you're Jewish, an opportunity for you to have an apartment with another Jewish landlord who's going to hook you up arises, you're not going to then express your sexuality, which is not accepted at the time, to this landlord. That's not what you're going to do. You're going to accept that cultural connection, take that hookup, and move in that apartment. So
yeah, but you can't. This guy believes that there's an evolutionary principle to that. That there is some sort of like, yeah. Sure, I agree that we can help each other out. It's the only way that we've survived this. Because we're not a large people.
That's wrong.
No. I know, but this guy is saying.
A community has always been a community.
other. We tend to, like, yada, yada, yada. And you and I would argue that those are survival strategies of an oppressed people. I don't know if that is exactly the way that it went down in first century Palestine before the diaspora.
What's very interesting is that
all the time.
Don't have this kind of pull. I think a guy like this is good to have at the university. I just did. I think you don't have this kind of pull.
You don't think that he's dangerous? You don't think that he legitimizes? See, because you have all of these, like, white kids who were raised by Republicans that go to a school like that, and he only legitimizes their parents' racism.
And that's fine. There's tons of other things to legitimize their parents' racism in everyday life. About the learning experience, because I think that what happens is we don't understand how to engage from others' viewpoint of view. We don't know how to argue our points. We don't know how to actually be effective speakers. We don't know how to find people. We don't know how to appeal to emotions. The reason why we don't know how to do these things is all through college, we're sitting around agreeing with our fucking professors and our fellow students about fucking everything.
Yeah, it's interesting because you
don't like it. Social statistics, dumb shit he wants, so that at least someone has now thinks and tried to come back in with some information and points to sort of agree in all of them.
Yeah, I think like at Long Beach, for example, the women in gender study and queer theory department like do that. They definitely push back against all because they're like, no, this is like where he's wrong, right?
Right.
And they use that exact like everybody is on such a wide spectrum sexually that like there's no way that like we could all be the same. Like that's just not. They do push back, and I have to say, to some degree, like, because I believe in free speech, I just don't believe in giving free speech a platform. So I still disagree with, like, bringing Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever on Berkeley's campus and stuff, because he was also planning on, like, outing several trans people. Like, he was going to create violence for students on campus, and they have the right to, like, be themselves in their own peace without some guy invited from outside to come in. We don't need to provide him with a platform. But I will say that as a so this is what's interesting that you're bringing something up, because something that I think one of the main reasons that I am an academic is because of academic freedom. I'm a radical.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Both sides here, Christy, on both sides.
Yeah, I've been doing I've been doing a lot of social media, like, justice work in the last week.
Okay.
Of like, setting my fellow white folks straight. Or queer, as I like to say. And so, it's funny because people have been like, you know, us, our fellow liberals, and I'm just, I'm not a liberal, actually. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a liberal. I'm a radical leftist.
Okay.
Like, I'm, you know, because it's kind of a safe place for us.
Yeah, you can
to be ourselves.
Talk your shit.
Yeah, and be fine. Well, it's not shit. It's like constructive political theory.
Yes.
But
colloquial. Yeah. I'm trying to relate to our three listeners.
Our three listeners have master's degrees. And so, I mean, and I want it to be a safe place for ideas. And that's what academia needs to be. It's not supposed to be like a, it's not supposed to be vocational school. It's supposed to be a place for ideas.
Sure.
Where you spend time with ideas.
Aren't supposed to be the same.
No, and I think that, and I think it's important to entertain bad ideas so that you understand that they're bad ideas.
This is my point.
I don't want people to, I don't want people to come in, I think a lot of times.
I also think when you dismiss, when you start to dismiss these ideas without ever talking to somebody who has them, never understand the nuance of them, never understand how they work, never understand how they get transferred from person to person, you just go, those people are ignorant and stupid.
So let me ask
walk
you.
Away.
Yeah.
Are where we are with white here and white here and election and Trump.
So I will say this though.
All these are functions of this. And you know, if you don't talk to these people, you don't understand anything. If you don't engage, and I'm not saying agree with or even tolerate. I'm talking about if you don't listen to what they're saying and you just dismiss them and you take them out of the school and then nobody's, you know what I mean? And then nobody's.
I will say that my one. Giving like white
never been real communist.
Yeah.
You know, all this good stuff. So I don't think we should add kind of people who are inspiring people to violence and inspiring people to do crime. I don't think it's bad. I think that ideas need to be in the institutions where they belong so that the academics and young students can interface with the ideas and understand them.
Well, so let's talk about violence. Intellectual decisions about what's appropriate to talk about in the classroom. So it looks like we have 10 minutes left. This is my best friend, Jahi Sundan. You know what's funny? Just for our listeners, we're only like this on the radio. Normally we're pretty, I mean, we've yelled at each other off the radio too, but like normally we save this for you. We save all of this for you. We save all our conflict for you. I just want you to know. So, in other fun news, what do you have coming up this week?
Oh, I'm just DJing on the weekend. I'm doing a studio. And I got an event coming up at the Virgil, though.
When?
With Jeff and John Bass.
Yeah, Irina O'Hara, and Anthony Valdez.
Bam.
On?
31st.
July 31st.
Nope, August.
August 31st. That's hilarious. I don't even
question something? How did you? What is the topic?
The topic is about sex robots. I'm a hard no. I'm a hard no on sex robots.
What do you know about it?
I'm a feminist. And I happen to know about AI.
I'm very lost.
So originally I was...
We've been talking about this for the whole time.
I know. Got away because you wanted to talk about pedagogy. I was originally an expert on another segment that was going to be on cultural appropriation. And
okay.
Because they cut that segment, but they still really, really like me and want to use me. Yeah. So there were two other options. I didn't have a lot of opinions on the other one. I'm a hard block on sex robots.
Like
so,
all?
Well, I guess we'll just have to talk about that in the next show.
No. We got 2 minutes. You better tell me. Just say why real quick. We got 6 more minutes.
I think that we're in this place with AI right now, where I think that if you look at our AI, it really shows you, like, the worst of human nature. Like, we want them to, like, work for us, to serve us, to fuck us, So I don't think that these sex robots, which, by the way, have, like, rape buttons, I think that they contribute
That's
to rape culture.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, I think we can't super, but I think that they mess with people's understanding of consent. I think that these are people who already don't understand consent to some extent, and that's why they want these things in the first place, and I think that it just further dehumanizes each other.
I think on the other
side... I just don't think psychologically it's a good idea for anybody.
Okay.
I don't think for the user it's psychologically healthy, and I don't think for the real-life humans that the user is going to come in contact in the same manner is going to be psychologically healthy for them either.
Okay, well, just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to some music, and you can play a song. There's another side to this coin, which is that it saves a bunch of women.
Yeah, so we could say that,
right?
To that,
shooting up the gym because the girl told them that they didn't want to, you know, go out with
And them. To that argument, I would say that child sex robots, I don't think, will save a lot of children from pedophiles.
Somebody's making, nobody said that. I was talking about adults.
I know,
sex
but
robots.
Why'd
you shift it on me?
Because I'm using your argument to say that I don't think one is crimes
and one is not crimes.
I don't think it's going to save women. I think it's going to train men to be worse predators.
Okay. Put your song on.
I think.
Put your song on.
I think it's like killing cats and shit for murderers, you know?
I disagree.
I think it's just practice.
I disagree completely. I think for somebody who's about to shoot up a fucking gym, if they had a...
I think it desensitizes people to rape culture.
I disagree. If they had a release button, they wouldn't shoot up the gym.
Well, after I'm on the show and I have more opinions... We'll come back to it.
It wouldn't shoot up the gym. That's all. That's all there is to it.
This is World to Run.
Legalized sex work.
This is World to Run by bus driver Milo and Anderson .Paak. I was surprised to find Anderson on this, but it really works.
Robot Lives Matter.
This has been Problematic Radio.
Robot Lives Matter.
We hope to see you on the 31st of August at the Virgil.
Free all the sex workers. Including the virtual one.
And we'll see you next time.
Bing bong.
So what you saying?
I can run the world from my mama's house. I can run the world from my mama's house. I can run the world from my mama's house. I can run the world. When you deep in the wrong, there's only so much truth you can keep in your jaw. Till it bleeds through the wall. When you deep in the wrong, deep in the wrong, in the wrong, in the wrong, in the wrong. I can run the world from my mama's house. I can run the world.
I don't understand your reason.